Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, dear neighbor. Well, bless your hearts. This program's not only aired out here on the coast and northwest and all the translators, but it's going to be aired over in Glendive, Montana, that wonderful Christian station that reaches so many of those people. I marvel. I've heard about KGLE before I was ever in the radio or broadcasting anywhere. Those ranchers would sit in their old tractors plowing, and a lot of them had cabs, nice tractors, and they had a radio, and while they were out there working, they just played the radio, and that, they'd listen into that station. I had to laugh. I knew one old rancher that... His grandson came in from the day out there in the field of plowing, and he said, "Whew, I'm tired." And old Jess Porter, the grandpa, said, "You're tired, what you been doing?" He said, "I've been plowing all day." And he said, "Well, what time did you start?" He said, "Oh, I started right after breakfast." "Well, when did you quit?" "Well," he said, "I just quit. I came in for supper." And he said, "Oh, you're tired. And what did you do after you got in?" "Well, I got ready for..." He said, "Well, you was in a tractor, weren't you?" "Yes." "It had a cab in it?" "Yes." Or just knew all that. He said, "Was it air conditioned?" "Oh, yes." "And it had a radio, didn't it?" "Yeah." He said, "Son, you don't know what tired is. I plowed those same fields with horses." And he said, "When I started this outfit, I walked behind those horses. I followed the plow." And he said, "I had to take care of those horses in the morning and get them out there and plow all day. And then I had to take care of the horses before I got anything. And when I got done at night, there'd been no air conditioning and no radio, and you don't know what tired is." Well, I laughed at that. I heard that old boy relate that story. But that's the way it is. And a lot of those fellas listen to KGLE and a lot of the ranch families. And I'm so glad for the ministry of KGLE and the fine people. And I'm honored that they wanted me back on their station. And I guess now we're the only voice over there for Indians. Others have fallen by the way, and we're First Nation doing the same ministry we've done for 35 years, using the same truck. One of them, we don't have three trucks, but we've got the best one, and we're enjoying it, and we're doing what we can with the tools and the finances, and it's growing. And I don't know where it's going, but it's going. And so we made our way out, and we got everything tended to, and we made that big trip for you Montana folks. We left Portland here on a Thursday, and we were hauled a load to the Bible school and unloaded the rest of it up at Wolf Point. And then we got down to Ekalaika and put up for the night Saturday night. And that's really a lot of miles to travel, and we had the service at Ekalaika on Sunday morning and hurried over to Plevna to the Baptist and picked up clothing at 1 and on to Bowman at 2:30 and on down to Scranton Lutheran at 3 and on down to Hettinger to the assembly for the evening service. And that old 48-foot trailer was filled, and we got it all back out there to the Flathead Reservation in western Montana. And Bernie Lovell had gotten it all out to the tribe, and that was visits 51 and 52. Actually, there should have been another one, because we ministered to three different Indian groups, and we not only unloaded, we loaded up and unloaded the second time, and complete loads. And it's just wonderful how God has put the pieces together. And now the challenging thing before us, we're back home, and we've just got a lot of preparation, because we got emptied out over there at Montana, and we slipped down, and we got loaded up again at the Indian school. Brother Jeff Dieter and his family, his children, and his precious wife. Jeff lived in Alaska as a young man. In fact, he spent the 9th, 10th, and 11th grade, the first 3 years of his high school, at Tok, T-O-K, Alaska. Now, when you're headed for Fairbanks on the Alcan, when you leave British Columbia, the first town about you hit will be Tok, and that was his home. And he's got it on his heart, and knows people up there, and God has put it on his heart. And he said, Don, I've got to go. It's a call of God. And he's not asking anybody for anything. He's an ingenious young fella that come out there and has been on staff at Northwest Indian School for all these years. And he is an excellent welder, and he ended up with a nice pickup with a good outfit, a mobile welding outfit. And he could weld for the ranchers and the loggers. And now across the years, he's got a bobcat steer skid. I don't know what it's built by Caterpillar, and it's quality, and the wheels will shift sideways or endways, and the bucket out front, it'll dig ditch, it'll do a lot of things. And he's been using that, and he wanted to get that up to Alaska so he could make his living and the welding outfit. And he had that big ton pickup, all wheel drive, and it's a beauty, and it's all loaded down with a flatbed behind it. And then he's got a nice SUV that his wife can drive, and they've got a beautiful van, but they had stuff they wanted to take, and they loaded that trailer of ours down. They got their house furniture and all the stuff in there, and then they got some plywood and built a wall and fastened it up there with four load locks and locked all the furniture in the front end. Then they drove that bobcat. It's fun watching them come up the gangplank with that and get on that trailer, and they loaded us down. And now we got to get it up to Tok, Alaska. Neighbor, we need your help. If God puts it on your heart, pardon me, this old preacher's a old gravelly voice, and my throat gets to itching. I had to take care of it. But anyway, you bear with me. I told him that we would help them all we can. They don't have any sponsor. If they have any sponsor, it's called First Nation Ministries. And we're honored that they want us to be their partners, to sponsor them. They're not asking for, you give us the money and we'll go do it. They're going whether we help them or not. They're called of God. And then God's never failed them, and they're not afraid of it. And that little wife of his, she's a beautiful little lady. And I watched her at the wheel of that pickup. She can back a trailer a lot better than most men. Jeff has really educated his wife on handling the equipment, and she'll be able to handle that SUV while he takes the big Dodge with it loaded down, and they'll get everything up there, and we'll get up there, and they'll be there ahead of us. In fact, by the time you hear the broadcast, they'll already be there. And Marv is wanting to make that load, and I told him, that's fine. We'll supply the truck. We've got to have some help on the fuel. It'll take several thousand dollars to run up there, but there's no other way to beat the price. We're getting the most out of every dollar, and it's for God's work. So, neighbor, God bless you. If you want to help on that Alaska project, let us know, and we'll use it for that. And if you want to help Kate Kendall or Cindy Antelope. If you want to help any of these, we need your help helping them. And we've got to keep the home fires burning. And we need a warehouse. I want you to pray. We're desperate for a warehouse. We're carrying stuff down into the basement, and we're so grateful for the use of the basement of the Woodland Park Chapel, dear Brother Arnold Motz, but we're working at a great handicap, and I believe God's going to take care of that need. And we always need those that want to get on the team. And I'll tell you this, if you get in on the action, you'll get in on the blessing. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to praise you, first of all, for all you've done. Thank you for the many handmaidens, both young and old, for the many servants, both young and old, out in Radio Land that are faithfully praying and getting the newsletter and sending their contributions. Oh, God, we thank thee. Accept our service. Bless it. Let thy hand be upon it and prosper it. Lead on, O King Eternal. Come and thy people bless. We need thy help, for except you build the house, we'll labor in vain. And Lord, we want to run the race with steadfastness and purpose and finish the course and hear thy well done, good and faithful servant, and we'll give thee the praise. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family.
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon, 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon, 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.